Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa! Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Brad in Gold Bar is. Brad, are you there?
I am, Taryn. How are you?
Doing great, Brad. Nice to hear from you this morning. Steve, he is so fired up that it's time for you to get out of here.
All right, bye-bye.
For those who are playing along at home, Brad will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
What type of alcohol is added to a Shirley Temple to make it a dirty Shirley?
Vodka?
Yes. Wilson was the neighbor behind the fence on what sitcom?
Oh boy, that's a tough pass.
Copperhead, Cottonmouth, and Diamondback are all types of what animal?
Those would be snakes.
Yes. Who was Tanya Harding's main figure skating rival?
Oh God. Nancy Kerrigan?
Yes. In which southern state did the first Walmart open?
Oh Lord. Texas?
No.
Arkansas?
Yeah. What Ray Bradbury novel is named for the temperature at which paper catches fire?
Say that one more time.
What Ray Bradbury novel is named for the temperature at which paper catches fire?
Oh, 98 degrees maybe?
No.
Oh, geez. 100 degrees?
No.
Pass.
Which colorful sea lies at one end of the Great Wall of China?
Oh, boy. Pass.
Melville's was the upscale seafood restaurant above the bar on what show?
Seinfeld?
No! We got you down for 4, Brad.
Oh, that blows.
You know what? You did fine. I would say fine. Here comes Steve. He's got the wild eyes going.
Yeah.
Did you have too much coffee?
Does he have his white glasses on? Is he the alien like Joe Satriani? I love that.
Me too.
All right, Steve, are you ready?
Okie dokie.
What type of alcohol is added to a Shirley Temple to make it a dirty Shirley?
Vodka.
Yeah. Wilson was the neighbor behind the fence on what sitcom?
Oh, Home Improvement.
Yes. Copperhead, Cottonmouth, and Diamondback are all types of what animal?
Salmon?
No.
Snakes?
Yes. Who was Tanya Harding's maiden figure skating rival?
Why? Nancy Kerrigan.
That's her. In which southern state did the first Walmart open?
Texas?
No.
Florida?
No.
Arkansas.
Yes. What Ray Bradbury novel is named for the temperature at which paper catches fire?
451.
What's the
degrees point? Fahrenheit? 451.
I'll take it. Which colorful sea lies at one end of the Great Wall of China?
Huh?
Which colorful sea lies at one end of the Great Wall of China?
Sea.
No.
The Black Sea.
No.
The Alizarin Crimson Sea.
No. Melville's was the upscale seafood restaurant above the bar on what TV show?
Cheers.
Yes. Which technology company has employed the most language translators?
Which technology? Microsoft.
No.
Apple.
No.
IBM.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct. Steve, that is a win. 7-4.
All right.
Sorry, Brad.
Nice job, brother.
Thank you. The spirit of Steve I. We did this. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. Oh, Joe Satriani, my bad. I got my guitarist confused.
You said 451 and you said Fahrenheit. If you put them together, it's Fahrenheit,
451.
So I took that. That's fine. The colorful sea that lies at the end of the Great Wall of China is the Yellow Sea. And the technology company that has employed the most language translators is Google.
Google.
Congratulations on your victory, Steve.
Thank you. The Daily Mix
Show. We have a pretty sweet Thanksgiving shirt happening in the Rock Shop at KISW.com, and it's perfect for your holiday next week. Order it by this Thursday in order to wear it to your Thanksgiving holiday. But speaking of that shirt, we ended up showing it to our kids, and we wanted to get their honest reactions on it because all of us are on the shirt. Some of our kids loved it, others not so much. So you'll hear what they had to say after Smashing Pumpkins. Thanks to some fantastic listener suggestions, the limited edition Daily Migs Show Thanksgiving t-shirt has come to fruition in the Rock Shop.
Right. If you don't like the shirt, you blame it on the listeners for their ideas. Or maybe you just blame it on Geno Smith.
Blame it on me.
Okay, we will.
It's all Geno's fault.
Yes.
But it is a ridiculous shirt for a great cause because proceeds benefit the Washington Food Coalition. So even if you don't love the shirt, if you buy it, you're supporting a really awesome cause, and you can get it while supplies last in the Rock Shop at KISW.com.
It's yellow. It has a ridiculous drawing of, and shout out to a listener by the name of John who sent us the artwork, because it all started when somebody complained that we didn't have any black t-shirts. And then someone also gave us a hard time because we were skipping straight from Halloween going into Christmas. So we merged the two things and then decided, you know what? Let's have a Thanksgiving Day shirt to celebrate Thanksgiving, and then that's how this happened.
So if you want to get one and have it to wear in time for Thanksgiving, order it by this Thursday. Get it on time. So when we brought these home, we showed them to our kids to get their honest reactions. And I'm very excited to hear how Tatum felt about the shirt.
Now, just as a quick, I first put it on and I walked down the stairs and she immediately started commenting on it. I recorded the whole thing. I was all fired up. I went back onto my memo, my app on my phone, and it was all just muffled.
Oh,
I don't know why.
No.
Well, I do know why. I was watching a press conference in the shower, and I had the phone in the shower with me, and I think water got into my phone.
Oh, I thought maybe it was because it was an iPhone.
That too, yes. Wow. Okay, so I ended up having to ask her again, so the enthusiasm wasn't as high, but she still had plenty to say about this shirt.
Question for you. What do you think of my shirt?
I like it.
Who's your favorite person on the shirt?
Daddy.
Dad. No, not you, Danny. Daddy.
So sweet.
Yeah. But don't worry, I tried to figure out who else she liked on the shirt.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Who's your second favorite?
Daddy.
Oh, Daddy's number two? Who's your third favorite?
Daddy.
She doesn't like any of you guys. So sorry. I think you were leading the witness a little
bit there.
She's
such a daddy's girl. My God.
I like how biased you are. That is awesome. High five. Do you like the turkey leg, the pie, or the football? Would you buy this shirt?
Yes.
What are you doing?
Making fork.
A fork?
Yes.
Out of clay?
Yes.
Yeah, she was doing some stuff with clay and made a fork.
Of
I don't
course.
Know why. I mean, the clay is dried. She's never used the fork. But there we go. So she likes mine.
I love that.
Yes.
Then, Danny, you were going to check in with Miss Lily about the shirt.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what happens.
I have something to show you. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay, it's our new Thanksgiving shirt.
Oh, yes.
What do you think of it?
It looks cool.
What part do you like about it best?
I like the football.
Oh, so far, I'm winning. What is happening?
I'm upset.
But these children, I don't like these children.
They're being raised right. That's what's happening. I honestly thought for sure she was going to crap all over me, so I'm very excited about this so far.
The football. Steve's playing the football. I'm not playing with the football. Did you see Taryn jumping on a pie?
Yes, I saw that.
Did you see me? What am I doing?
Eating food because you're a biggie.
A biggie?
Is that a new phrase?
Not. I was expecting her to say something different that she said in the past.
Was it fatty?
No, big back.
Oh, big back. Yeah.
And she said, well, biggie. And I was like, we're just gonna say biggie. Cool.
Well, she's just body shaming dad. I don't mind.
That's fine.
She likes the football guy.
I thought they called us a big back or something.
Huh. All of y'all are big backs.
All of us are big backs?
What does that even mean?
It means you like food.
Yeah. I do. Okay, I'll take it. Yeah.
She's not wrong. No lies detected.
Yeah, no lies at all detected.
Are you going to buy one of these shirts?
I mean, I don't have money, so you'll just have to bring me one.
Anything else you want to say?
No, I just cut my nails really short and they started bleeding.
Oh. That's not good.
I like how both of our kids are very distracted.
What are they? She was way more psyched about it, too, over text message. I got a yes, this is awesome. And then she was like, it's cool.
All right, well, maybe hopefully Barrett, your son, will be the one that has some excitement about the shirt.
Roll the tape.
All right, I need to show you something. I need you to come sit at the table and look at this and tell me what you think of this shirt. What does it say?
That Daily Meat Show.
What show is that?
So he read that?
Yeah.
That's impressive.
This first grader is really coming along.
Your show?
Yeah, and who's on this shirt?
You.
Yeah, who else?
Danny.
Other guy. Yeah.
Wait, so did he think I was
first
Danny?
He pointed to you and said Danny.
Okay.
At least you got the name right, you know.
Yeah, close enough.
Wait.
You know, we could blame on that.
Blame it on me.
Okay, yep. It's Gino Smith's fault, yep.
Yeah? Yeah? What do you think of this shirt? Would you wear it if we had it in your size?
No thanks.
No thanks?
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Negative.
No thanks? Does that look like mommy?
Kind of.
Kind of? Does that look like Steve and Danny?
Yeah.
Yeah? How do you know that one is Steve?
Because blonde, not blonde.
You think Steve is blonde? Mm-hmm. Okay, Steve has blonde hair and Danny has not blonde hair?
I'm glad he noticed my blonde hair. Everyone thinks I'm bald. It's just I have a very, very blonde, slick back hair.
He's very imaginative.
He's very smart.
Barrett, this is called the Daily Migs Show Thanksgiving T-shirt. And guess what? Part of the proceeds of this shirt, some of the money that this shirt makes, is going to go back to help the Washington Food Coalition.
What is he doing in the background?
Also? He's like playing with money and like puzzle pieces and trucks. It was like this whole thing.
Yeah, like people that don't have any M&Ms.
Yeah, people that don't have any M&Ms.
Candy or any candy at all.
I'm not positive if the food banks hand out M&Ms and candy, but I mean, maybe they do.
Maybe they do. I mean, Barrett seems to think so.
We'll donate and I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, go to KISW.com and get your Daily Migs Show Thanksgiving shirt in the Rock Shop.
The Daily Migs Show.
Could you name a song if you only heard 1 second of the chorus? If so, this week we have tickets for Heart at Climate Pledge Arena coming up this Sunday. So call 206-803-ROCK if you think you can win at Hook or Shook at 920.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we have tickets for Heart with special guest Cheap Trick, and that is happening this Sunday at Climate Pledge Arena. Say good morning to Brian in Snohomish. What's up, Brian?
Love your show. Thanks for making my mornings more bearable.
Thanks, man. Appreciate that.
Yeah, let's you rock, Brian.
Let's win you tickets then.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to spin this wheel and see if you're going to be playing with Steve Miggs or Taryn Daly.
All right, the wheel's spinning. Who's it going to land on? Typically, it has a thing for Taryn Daly. Will it continue to be that way? Yes, indeed.
I have a thing for it, too.
Yeah, that wheel's got the hots for Taryn.
All right, Brian, here is your clip.
Oh, I even know that.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get my Crazy on You by Heart on.
Yeah.
On
let's go.
Let's go, Taryn.
I know this is a nerdy thing to say when it comes to music. This is just like, it's like the quintessential 70s production sound.
So great.
You know what I mean? Like, you hear it and you just know, okay, this was recorded back in the day.
Spoiler alert, watching the music videos too, also quintessential 70s.
All right, Brian made that look so easy. All right, Danny, I'm ready for my clip. That would be Blur Song 2. Brian, congratulations. You're going to go see Heart on Sunday.
Yeah, it's so pumped. Thanks, you guys.
You are so welcome, my friend.
Oh, I love this song.
It's so good.
And what, we get like, it's like 30 seconds long, right? Pretty much.
So quick.
Let's just play the whole thing right now. It is. I wonder how long it took them to write this song. You always hear like, sometimes bands are like, yeah, the song that took like 5 minutes to write, and it became our biggest hit. I don't know why. This feels like a song that took 5 minutes to write. What are we going to sing in it? I don't know. I'll just go woohoo a bunch of times.
Sounds good to me.
The Daily Mix Show.
If we have talked about anything this morning that you would like to chat with us about, you can call 206-803-ROCK. We're going to check in with the Rockaholics after Stone Temple Pilots. This morning, we have received texts and calls from you that we weren't able to get to at the time, but right now we are checking in with the Rockaholics, and it's powered by Pendergast Law. So do call up if you'd like to chime in on anything from the show today, or if you have something on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call, or the number to text. Earlier this morning, we were talking about crazy behavior that our dogs have shown over the years, and Lauren from Edgewood, you have a story about crazy dog behavior. What happened?
I do. So I have about a 65-pound pit bull, not a small dog by any means. But it's been now 2 weeks, I think. My children came home from their elementary school, and they heard a noise in our furnace. And so they thought that maybe there was a mouse or something. We kind of live in the country, I guess, for what is left of it in Edgewood. And so they come in. They're like, well, that's super weird. My mother-in-law was with them that day, and she's like, I don't know, it sounds like a dog. And they went around the house, and they looked for a 65-pound pit bull, and lo and behold, they can't find him. He had fallen into the, like, air intake vent in one of our closets.
Jeez.
And couldn't get out, so instead of waiting, we have no idea how long he was in there. He could have been in there since 9 o'clock in the morning. But he had crawled his way through all of the ducting that's for our furnace, and he had eventually hit a spot where he fell about 6.5-7 feet.
Oh.
And he was stuck in our furnace intake air section. So our neighbor came over and had to cut him out of our furnace.
Wow. And was he okay? Did he have any injuries or anything?
He had a little cut on his lip, but I think it was honestly just he got when he saw people and light, he was trying to jump out. And so he had just a little cut. Thankfully, our neighbor across the street came and helped my mother-in-law cut him out. He had more injuries than anybody with all that sheet metal.
Oh, I bet.
But yeah.
How much damage did that end up being?
Quite a bit. Thankfully, my husband has some friends that are HVAC people, nice. And they told him like a quick solution. I totally send you guys a picture. It's pretty epic. I would never have believed it if I didn't see it myself. But
our email, you can send it to dms@kisw.com. Would love to see the photo.
I'm picturing like the scene from like, you know, like when like people like burglars are like, getting into somebody's house or like into like a business and they're going through like the vents.
Oh my
like,
God.
Like when there's a dog instead.
Mission Impossible.
But the poor dog's probably like, what the hell? Where am I? How am I going to get out of this freaking thing?
Aaron, you're in Spanaway this morning, and earlier today we were talking about celebrity encounters where we realized that celebrity was maybe kind of a jerk. What is your story?
Oh, yeah. So I don't want to get sued, so I won't use her name. We'll just say she is famous for entertaining and cooking and things of that domestic type nature. Everybody knows her and have for years, has her own cookware, all that stuff.
Would the proper response be faux shizzle?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
So in high school, she visited, and I had a home ec teacher who was obsessed with her, taught us from her books. We learned her recipes, how she entertained, all of that junk. Anyway, so she actually had an event in our PAC, and it was up to us in the different classes to attend to her and get everything ready and cook everything. We did it perfectly. My home ec teacher knew her stuff. Anyways, all she did was criticize and say the most scathing things about how things didn't taste right, didn't look right, weren't up to her specifications, made my sweet home ec teacher that like would remind you of the perfect home ec teacher ever cry.
Wow.
Horrible, horrible human.
She went full and Gordon Ramsay on her.
Oh, it was bad. I will not buy anything with her name on it ever, and I won't let my children. Anyways, at the end of my time there, she looks at me. I think I had to be 16, 17. And she's, I need a coffee. I need you to go get me a coffee. And like bell was about to ring. I'm like, I can't do this. This is a closed campus. And she threw her name. I am so-and-so. And I'm like, yeah, it's still a closed campus and I can't do that. And I don't drive. Well, I need a coffee and you're here. So you need to go. I was like, I got to get to class. I'm not doing that. And she's like, don't you know who I am? And I was like, I don't care who you are. I have class. And I left. She was pissed. So,
No.
Man, that's so crazy.
Wow.
Celebrities. You just sometimes don't want to meet them.
And that story, it's about Taryn Daly.
The Daily Mix Show.
You should have got your own coffee, Taryn.
Right?
So she does to Danny and I every morning.
Get my coffee, boys.
Don't you know who I am?
We are going to be at December. We're going to be at Unwrapped an Acoustic Holiday on December 12th. And it's happening at Angel of the Winds Arena up in Everett. And the fine folks in Shinedown, Brent Smith and Zach Myers, are going to be there. The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Mammoth, Hollywood Undead, Sleep Theory, Des Rocks, and Return to Dust. And no one will be plugged in. Everyone will be acoustic. You can grab those tickets while they are available. And there are only a couple left at KISW.com. After Ozzy Osbourne's passing, there was a woman who showed up claiming to be his daughter, started sending the family packages. Some of these packages, very unsettling because they included things like hair, blood, and toenails.
Well, that's usually what you do when you want to let people know that you're related to them, right?
Ugh. So on the Osbournes podcast, it was Sharon, Kelly, and Jack discussing this wild incident and the possibility of a DNA test to maybe figure out who this is, while also reflecting on this fan's very unusual messages. And then this is all while they're all processing their grief.
We had one lady send us her toenails.
Oh my God, you missed this.
Amazing.
Oh my God, it was a toenail.
Did you chew
some
on them?
Blood?
Oh. Okay, Jack is just a very twisted individual and I love it.
Hair.
Because she's absolutely convinced that she is dad's child.
Her mum told her.
Oh, so we needed to do a DNA test. Is that why she sent it?
Yes.
Oh, this is so exciting.
Yes.
We have a new sibling.
I don't know. It's like, that's weird. Oh, but it's for the DNA test. So now it kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still weird.
It's very weird.
But I mean, it's Ozzy. I mean, you never know. Maybe this person is 100% being, I mean, a very interesting and strange way to go about it. But maybe they're telling the truth.
It's rock and roll, baby.
Nothing more really rock and roll than sending your toenails to the widow of Ozzy Osbourne. Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
Coats for Kids is back for 2025, and we need your help to put 2,500 coats on local children in need. And Steve Miggs, I know we've been getting some awesome donations this morning.
Big shout out to Janine Kirkpatrick, who just donated $300 to Coats for Kids. We are just a few dollars away from hitting $2,000 raised in our first day. So this is awesome.
You can go make an impact as well. Head over to KISW.com. And we thank you, Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download,
a.k.a. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle joins us. Hi. Good morning.
And to you.
Are you sure you're not AI Ryan Castle? Are you a real Ryan Castle?
Do any of us know that?
We don't anymore.
Oh, yeah, it's fake Ryan right there.
I knew it. These robots are getting good.
Hey, the DMV is brought to you by...
I think I'll go have some batteries. I mean beer like a normal human.
DMV is brought to you by Robot Palace Law as well. No. Hey, Monday Night Football last night, the Las Vegas Raiders might want a robot entire team because, boy, oh, boy, they did not look good against the Dallas Cowboys, losing 33-16. And their quarterback, former Seahawk quarterback Geno Smith, he says, you know what? If you're going to blame anybody, blame him.
For me, again, I just got to play better. And I keep saying this, man. If something don't look right out there, blame it on me, right? If it don't look right, blame it on me. That's all you can do. Blame it on me. If your kids mess up at school, blame it on me. Car breakdown going to work, blame it on me.
There you go.
That doesn't sound genuine.
Sounds a little sarcastic.
Hint of sarcasm.
Blame it on me.
Well, speaking of football, after the Seahawks lost to the Rams on Sunday, a lot of Hawks fans have been very concerned about the status of Gray Zabel.
Blame it on me.
See? Totally.
Geno did it.
Geno did it. He
had what appeared to be a very, very bad knee injury during the game. A lot of people thought it could have been season-ending because of the way that he was reacting and how they hauled him off the field.
He's been a big part of this team's success.
Well, Coach Mike McDonald shared some good news in his press conference.
Really fortunate. There's, I guess we avoided a significant injury, which is really positive. I'd say the words I heard were day-to-day. So you know how that goes. It could be day-to-day. It could be a week. It could be, more than that. So
I don't get that. If it's day-to-day, it's day-to-day. If it's week-to-week, it's week-to-week.
After that, it's a fortnight.
I blame right. Geno.
Blame it on me.
Okay.
Damn it, Geno.
But nothing significant, which is a huge positive.
That's huge news.
Oh, yeah.
I think a lot of people are like, you know what? I'm okay with the Seahawks losing to the Rams, but losing Gray Zabel would be a bigger loss.
Big time.
Hey, Kraken back on the ice tonight. Hopefully they beat Detroit, but if they don't...
Blame it on me.
Blame it on Geno. God, Geno. Button it up, dude.
Freaking Geno.
Blame it on me.
Weather, 49 degrees. Going to be cloudy today.
Blame it on me.
DMD's brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's F up. And
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
Blame it on me.
The Daily Mix Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.